and gentlemen, welcome to The Zy Effect, a show that deals with hot topics from all directions. And now, introducing the funny, the talented, the charismatic, the captivating, the woman who tells it like it is, your host, I am Zy.
Show. I am your host, Sai. Thank you for joining me today. Today's special guest is Wingo from Jagged Edge, the group Jagged Edge, and he's going to be discussing his mixtape and also the future of Jagged Edge. You know, we want to know what's going on. You know, they're working on their mixtape. Are they broken up? I hope not, but we're going to get the scoop and hopefully some more juicy information from Wingo after this break. Tune in to the Zy Effect Radio Show every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your hot topics, hot interviews, and hot music. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Zy Effect Radio Show. See you there. Welcome to the Zy Effect. I'm messing up Wingo.
I'm thinking about some Popeye's chicken. Let me start that over.
Welcome to the Zy Effect Radio Show. I have Wingo from Jagged Edge.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on?
I'm here to ask you what's going on. You got the mixtape going on. You know, I'm going to ask you the first question everybody's thinking right now. What's going on with Jagged Edge? Did Jagged Edge break up? What's going on?
No way. Never. Never, 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 never. First and foremost, Jagged Edge, we're going to be here forever. So I just want to let all of the Jagged Edge fans and all the Wingo fans know that. Jagged Edge is never breaking up. You know what I mean? We're actually working on our eighth album as we speak. I'm just doing a mixtape, and, you know, ultimately, I've been, you know, recording for the past 2 or 3 years, like literally just, you know, whenever Jagged Edge, we're not doing anything, I'm at home cooling out. I'm in the studio. And I've done a bunch of music. So ultimately, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to do any good sitting in the computer. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just put out a mixtape, you know what I mean? And it only can contribute to the Jagged Edge brand, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, it can't hurt it. The only thing it can do is help it. So, that was my focus. Yeah, that was my focus. And, you know, my intentions are in anything else but to just, you know, just keep the music flowing. That's it.
But thank God for clearing that up. Jagged Edge is not breaking up. You know,
we ain't going nowhere, baby.
We ain't have a recession and Jagged Edge breaking up. You know, neither of them.
No diggity.
Now, Wingo, you've been an original. Let's first say that Jagged Edge have their original members. Nobody's been switched out like the Temptations and the Four Tops and the New Edition. You got the same four members. Did you grow up wanting to sing professionally?
Yes, actually, I wouldn't say professionally. I just grew up wanting to sing. My first solo was, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old. No. Let me say around 9 or 10 in church. And I did my first solo in church, and I just, I was attracted to the reaction, to the attention, and to how I grasped everybody's attention at that time, and it was like, you know what I'm saying, like, this is something, you know, this is something that I could use in a life tool, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't really all the way on it like that then, but I just noticed that, you know what I'm saying, like, hold up now, you know, this might be able to work.
You saw those church ladies in the church, and like, they were fanning them fans,
and they were screaming. Right, and they was going crazy over, you know, just over me being able to, you know, sing a little, you know what I'm saying? So ultimately, I was like, okay, this is, maybe I can grasp people's attention, you know what I'm saying? Now, being a regular, growing up, you know, young man, you know, mm-hmm. in America, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I went through my woes and my ups and downs and my, you know, my little puberty and childhood mishaps and all that. But mm-hmm. ultimately, I had singing as an instrument, you know, so as an instrument
yeah.
to get away from all of that, to get away from all of the, you know, the woes of life and the peer pressure and this and that and friends
right.
wanting to be mischievous the whole nine. So ultimately, like I actually, you know, saying I wouldn't say secluded myself. I just, you know. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to take that route.
Yeah.
As,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. You know what I'm saying? To use my gift ultimately. I wanted to be a sports guy and all that. I wanted to play football and this and that and
mm-hmm.
that and this. But I knew singing, you know what I'm saying? I knew singing would touch a lot of people, regardless
yeah.
of the fact. So, you know what I'm saying? I decided to go with that, you know?
And Jagged Edge has been, let's see, Jagged Edge first single came out, because I'm a Jagged Edge fan. So, nobody going to make me out of a liar up here. But Jagged Edge
no
been
doubt,
out since
no
97.
Doubt.
97, that's
yes,
15
ma'am.
Years.
Yes, ma'am, baby.
15
yes,
years.
Ma'am.
Did you think that you guys would be around this long? You know, after seeing, you know, I knew you grew up probably seeing groups that you admired
what?
And possibly emulated.
The Boys to Men, the Jodeci,
right,
all
and
of
they
those
break
guys,
up.
Like New Edition, all of those guys wanted, you know, made me wanted to be made it cool. You know, so
right.
I wouldn't say maybe want to be in an R&B group. They just made it cool to be in an
mm-hmm.
R&B group. You know what I'm saying? Versus just, you know, putting on a silk shirt and going out, you know, singing. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, these guys actually made it. You know, they, you know what I'm saying? They brought it to the urban community. You don't have to, you know, have your hair fixed up and this and that and that and this to be able to sing a love song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
Ultimately, ultimately, you know, so I grasped to that. Like, I really, really did, like, you know, clinch to that, and it was on from there.
That's great. Now, I heard
yeah.
that you became a member through Candy. Candy was with Xscape, and she introduced
yeah.
you to the guys, and that's how you became a member. Is that true?
That is actually not true.
Can't believe
I graduated
everything
from
you
high
school. Can't believe everything you mean.
No, that's actually not true. I actually graduated from high school with Candy, and mm-hmm. I was in another group in our high school called Porsche HD. Once I graduated, see, actually, Kyle, I knew Kyle from church, you know, from singing in the choir. My church was on one side of town. His church, their church were on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's always see me, like when I was, like, in 11th grade, he called me up. Was like, you know, I got this group I want you to be in. And, you know, it was kind of far across town. I was still in school trying to study. And it was just a lot on me. And plus, I was already in the group 09. Once
mm-hmm.
I graduated from the group that I was in, it really didn't work out, whatever. So I actually joined, to be honest with you, a guy named Kevin Wells called me up one day and said, I got these guys I want you to meet, because I actually turned him on to the group 112. I seen him at
okay.
a talent show. And
mm-hmm.
and I was just telling, because one of the guys from my neighborhood, College Park, him and Kevin, a guy named Courtney Seals, him and Kevin Wells grew up together. And ultimately, Courtney was saying that he wanted to, because he was around Dallas. He used to cut hair, cut Will Smith hair, Eric Sermon, all Wanye from Boys Men, all those guys' hair, whatever. So I was able to meet those guys. I wanted to, you know, start managing a group of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
right.
I seen Forte, which is now 112 at the talent show, Westlake talent show. My group actually won the talent show, the group. But they were like special guests. I'm not gonna lie though, they killed it. Like if
wow.
we were actually in the talent show, they would have won. Like, you know what I mean? Hands down. I wasn't no hate, wasn't no none. They were just a talented
That's
group.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? Yes, yeah, I was telling Courtney, you know what I'm saying? Like, I saw this group, you know, last night, sister. So he was like, you know what I'm saying? Can you get in contact with him? Who it was? So one of the guys in my group knew Q. So we called him, whatever. And you know, well, like I say, that's how 112 ended up getting their situation. They actually had a deal
mm-hmm.
before I did. And then the guy who actually was managing them, okay, Wells, he called me up one day, like, I got this group I want you to meet. And it ended up being Cal, Brandon, and Brian. And, and like I say, previous, of a couple of years before that, they tried to get me in a group. So, you know, so I met them, you know, saying, you know, sung a little song, and they was like, of course, perfect fit. 09.
Mm-hmm.
So we started rehearsing and everything. Maybe a year later, because like I said, I graduated with Candy from Escape. Well,
mm-hmm.
she lived around the corner. I had an apartment on the south side of Atlanta. She lived around the corner from me. I always go when she was in town, just go hang out with her a little bit. Well, we did a demo, and I had a demo with me or whatever. I just took it around there, and now I'm in, you know, I'm in Jagged Edge. It's us now. I took the demo around to her house. You know, I was just really trying to get her to critique and let her know, you know, what we need to do better in, or just, you know,
yeah.
what can we do to be better. She was like,
right.
She fell in love with it. She was like, oh my God, this sounds like it's already out. Like, y'all
crazy.
Sound excellent the whole time. So she, you know, took it to Jermaine. Jermaine was actually scared to mess with us because it sounded so good. It sounded like it was already, like we were already signed to somebody, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So, you know,
right.
You know, Yeah. Usually, big producers, they don't want to deal with no contractual stuff, none of that. Like, cause
mm-hmm.
we already signed somebody. It's gonna be heck trying to get you out of your contract and this and that and that and this. So Candy convinced them that we wasn't signing anybody, that she was gonna start managing us, and it was on from there.
What a story! Let me tell you, I do believe in getting it from the horse's mouth. You can't believe everything you read.
Oh, no doubt. Hold down.
Thank you.
Right,
for saying that. That's history. History right there.
Was a blessing because it was like, you know, like I said, I graduated with Candy, but Candy really didn't graduate. Like, Candy flew in from a show to graduate with us. Like, they were
That's
already working.
Crazy.
Like, and it was so crazy because, you know, that inspired me so much. Like, I was like, I got to do that. Like, literally.
Right,
like, you know,
right.
Once Escape started, like, you know, saying, you know, was about to get that deal, I actually gave them the CD. Whatever, I gave them a CD. It was a group called Adoration and Praise. It was, I think it was three or four girls, a gospel group. But they were like Take Six. They used to do all acapella stuff. But they were incredible. I gave them a CD for their BET audition, and they sung a song called "Give Me a Clean Heart" off the CD I gave them. Like, it was crazy.
Really?
I mean, I grew up with those girls. Like, literally, those girls are from my neighborhood. Me and Tamika Scott was dating. Back when I played recreational football, like, Tamika Scott cheered for my football team. Yeah, so it's very, very, very closely knit down here. I mean, like, literally, like, you know, like, all the way from, even once I got a deal, and, you know, my first album, me and Q lived together for a year. Me and Q were 112. Like, we shared the same house for a year.
That's great. And you guys are still close. Everybody's still close. And then, you
Everybody's
know.
Everybody's still close.
Support.
Yeah, we just did a show. We just did a show last week. Actually, 112. And I want all my fans to congratulate that, too. But 112 is actually back together. All four members.
Oh, really?
All four members. So y'all
Yay!
Get ready for the y'all get ready for the Jagged Edge and 112 tour. But we just did a show last week at Shane Park in Detroit.
Yes.
8,000 screaming fans. I'm talking about, like, it was. Brad,
Brad
opened up. It was the Brad, Drew Hill, Jagged Edge, and 112. And when I tell
oh my
you,
God.
When I tell you.
I know. You guys were like, whoa, for real.
Yes. And that was, you know, I'm a big fan of 112. Like I say, you know, I'm one of the first guys who actually, you know, kind of helped them get an opportunity.
Yeah,
out here.
I've
been a fan since, like I say, since high school. And just to see all four of them on stage together
yes.
with me, I'm like, wow.
All right, we got something to look forward to. Now let's get back to
yes,
your mixtape, you know.
Okay.
Let's get back to that. You got a party thing going on. Was that your original
yes,
direction?
Yes. Look, no, ultimately, people know me in Atlanta from having a good time. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, from everybody from AI to, I mean, everybody would come down here. We get to hanging out, and they don't want to leave Atlanta. Kind of know me from just, you know, being out. Hey, when I'm off, when I'm in town, you know, I like to kick it. You know what I'm saying? I like to
right.
enjoy myself. That's where the life of the party comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
it comes from just you know, me knowing how to have a good time without any drama, without any, you know, ignorance, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? We keep all that away from us. You know what I'm saying? We go home, everybody's safe, you know what I'm saying? Everybody calling each other the next day like, man, I had a blast last night. What we doing it again?
Well, they call him and say, ma'am, what happened last night?
right. Really what I'm trying to promote. I'm just trying to promote a good
yeah.
time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
and like,
what
even like back, right, even like back in the day when we used to have the house parties, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you go into the party, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, every, cats to put together dance routines. Y'all out there kicking, y'all out there, you know, like, you know, you dancing. And again, when a DJ slow the music down, you find you somebody cute, or some, you know, somebody who you were interested in, and y'all get on the wall, y'all might start grinding. And
oh,
never know,
my God. A kiss might come out of it
or anything. So ultimately, yeah, those are the times I'm celebrating. Those, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, that's what it is. So, you know, I have a few ballads on there, but ultimately, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to party. I've been from here to Dubai. I've been from Atlanta to Dubai. I've been from Atlanta to Australia. I've been from, you know, so, I mean, I've partied in all the cities. You know, it's the same formula. You know what I mean? It's the same formula. I don't go with no ill intentions, nothing on my back, nothing on my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? And that's it.
I
want everybody around
me
to have a good time.
We're going to go into the first song. The first song off the mixtape, Too Many Girls in Here.
Okay, well, here it is. You know what I'm saying? One of the singles off my debut mixtape, Life of the Party. It's your boy Wingo. Too Many Girls in Here. Hope you enjoy. My mixtape is actually on iTunes. It's on livemixtapes.com. It's on ThatPiff. It's like all you gotta do is really just Google it. Google it, pull it up, Life of the Party, LOTP, Life of the Party, and it will show you where you can go get that mixtape. And please download it. Please give me your feedback. Let me know if you like it. Let me know if you dislike it, so I can, you know, next time do better. You know what I'm saying? Come back with what you really like.
I try to ask this question of everyone that comes on the Psy Effect radio show. Tell us something no one knows.
Okay, well, I can tell you this. I like to be by myself a lot. I wouldn't say a lot, but I would say, some of the time I like to be by myself. I don't know where I get that from. Like my mother and father said when I was young, I didn't like nobody sleeping in the bed with me. Like, I would, my father would come and try to lay down in the bed with me. I would kick him out. Like, I don't want nobody So I don't know where it comes from, but I guess, you know, I grew up with an older sister, and I guess, you know, mm-hmm. we were like 4 years apart. So, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, we didn't really hang too much until we got older, you know what I mean? So, ultimately,
yeah.
I was, you know, I had to kind of go out and make my own friends. So, I guess I'm kind of a loner.
There's nothing wrong with that. Who are you listening to right now in your iPod?
I mean, everybody. I'm a crazed fan of everybody. I mean, everybody, like from D'Angelo to Anthony Hamilton to, I mean, I had put like, my manager, she put like 900 songs in my iPod.
Wow.
And it's really like nothing new. It's like all the good, only but goodies. And then, my iPhone, I got a lot of recent stuff, you know, uploaded in that. And it's like
mm-hmm.
2 Chainz, Wiz Khalifa,
nice.
Some of my music. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everybody from Rick Ross to Gucci to, I mean, like, I like them all.
Speaking of Gucci, you got a track on your mixtape, Bust It Down, featuring Gucci Man. Can you introduce that track?
Yes, I can. Here it is right now. It's your boy Wingo, Bust It Down.
The chick Friday, hit her on a Monday, could have hit a Friday, didn't have the time, pushed out for lunch, booked up for months, let's go have fun, your girl freaking come.
Career in music.
Love your craft.
Mm.
Love what you do. You know what I'm saying? Oh, if you don't love what you do, then it's really not for you. Because I mean it's people who've been awesome artists who, you know, who've gotten record deals and, you know, had great songs, but just couldn't deal with the business part of it. Couldn't deal
mm-hmm.
with, you know, saying, you know, the other side of it's still a business. It's really, it's totally a business. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like your craft is only maybe like 25% of what you have to deal with.
Now, what's your favorite Jagged Edge song?
One of my favorite Jagged Edge songs, and it's actually a song that we don't ever perform, and I want us to start doing it though. It's a song called Respect. I think it was on a Jagged Little Thriller album. It might have been on Jagged Little Thriller Hard album, but
mm-hmm.
it's a song called Respect, and it's basically saying, you know what I'm saying, I don't respect dudes that hit their women. Like I had a friend that she lived here in Atlanta, and her, she used to go through domestic abuse all the time. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I just, one day she came down to the studio, we was in the studio with J.D., and we was down to record, and she was all scratched up, face messed up, whole nine, wanted the guy to hear anything like that. So I came out and had about an hour talk with her. When I came back in the studio, I was telling God, listen, man, we got to do a song about guys hitting on their women, man, because I just can't, I can't get with that. That's something that I've never been able to, you know, a woman is really supposed to be God's gift to man. And for you to mistreat that, it's like beyond me. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond my understanding. So,
that's one of my favorite songs, too.
Yeah. So that's really one of my favorite records that we've ever done. Not because it was my idea, but it's just so personal to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When can we expect the album from Jagged Edge?
Actually, well, we're working on it as we speak. We actually have all majority of our music. We just waiting to go in with like JD or whatever. And I would say January, February of next year. To be honest with you, probably around Valentine's week.
Oh, that would be beautiful. That's perfect. I'm going to put my baby in. Let me tell my
for the ladies.
You got to get me that new Jagged Edge album and some diamonds.
No worries. No worries.
Thank you so much for coming on the Side Effect, Wingo. I do appreciate you taking time. Come on out.
Oh, man, let me tell you something. Thank you, man. Great interview, great questions. Love your personality.
Thank you, honey. Now, are you on Twitter? People can connect with you on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm on Twitter. And you can actually hit me at Mr. Wingo CEO. Wingo CEO. Let's go, baby.
Thank you, baby. I wish you much, much, much success.
Darling, thank you.
I really appreciate
your time. Awesome.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, the Psy Effect fan page. Also, I am Psy on Twitter. So tune in next time on the Psy Effect.